Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, it was an ugly, ugly weekend, wasn't it? Started out Friday and didn't get a whole lot better. Then we watched the debate. So we're going to talk about the debate a little bit, and I've got some other things that are going on that I want to share with you. But a nation that has lost its way, that's what I see. We witnessed an ugly debate last night, at least the first part of it was. It was pretty intense. Hillary Clinton is said to be a great debater and always prepared. Always prepared. But it would seem to me, at least in these last two debates, that her preparedness depends on paid-for dirt and lots of private investigators. Friday, Assange with WikiLeaks divulged more evidence regarding the dishonesty of Hillary Clinton, but that was not covered. Not really. It was covered very little in the media, including Fox. Because, you know, sex sells. Dirt and trash dug up on Donald Trump was appalling. There's no way I'm going to defend what he said. The comments, for sure, were bad. And they were released on Friday. Coincidence, do you think? You do remember that the first debate was preceded by dirt on Donald as well. Remember? How he said bad things, bad stuff, to a Miss Universe contestant. Well, she was actually the winner. But she gained weight and was breaking her contract. And he was pretty blunt with her. And I guess, as women would say, he was ugly with her. Republicans jumping ship like mice was not a surprise. They're no more loyal to one another than they are to you and me, we the people. Donald Trump decided, since Hillary brought it up, let's talk about abuse women, raped women. Women Bill abused and Hillary continued to destroy. Even a 12-year-old Hillary decided whose life didn't matter, as she defended a 42-year-old man, child rapist, who beat her into a coma. This little girl wasn't just, if that's enough, wasn't just raped. She was beat into a coma, had to have surgery because she was torn up so bad from the rape. It could never have children. Her life was totally destroyed by this man, and Hillary laughed about it. I will not. I want you to understand this. I will not defend the vulgar language of Donald Trump. I know many men talk like that. I've heard them. And I know many men that do not talk like that. But now, think about this. His private life is up for sale. Is that the America you want? Are you okay with anybody being treated in such a way? Regardless of whether you like them or not, what he said was said in private, and then it was bought. And the man he was with, I can't remember his name, I want to say Bosch, but I'm not sure that Bush, he lost his job. Trump, in my opinion, won the debate last night. Although those are not true debates, I hate even calling them a debate. He stood his ground and he put the mainstream media in their place as well. He continued to back Hillary into a corner, but kindly. He wasn't mean and he wasn't ugly. He was direct and confident. She later said, "There were so many falsehoods being said on stage tonight. meaning Trump was lying about her, and she'd never seen that many falsehoods. Well, perhaps she doesn't see her reflection in the mirror. That's kind of an interesting thought, isn't it? Women who are angry about the vulgarity, I am with you. I want you to be prepared because there's more coming. But do not believe for one second that Hillary Clinton is not equally as vulgar. Her dirty mouth has been revealed. Her bad temper has been revealed. And we know these things are true. However, America, this is not what it's about. It's about, and I don't even want to say policies, it's about a complete changing of how we're governed. It's about jobs. It's about the economy. It's about national security and the United States Constitution. When they talked about the Supreme Court last night, she said she wanted Supreme Court justices who were worldly, who knew about the world. She didn't even mention the Constitution. Liberty and freedom, life, privacy, property. America's future is for certain at stake. Well, before we get into some of these things with the WikiLeaks and others, there is a bit of a breaking news, and that is the Iranian-backed Houthis or Houthis, I think, the rebels, Houthi rebels, fired two missiles at a U.S. Navy destroyer operating off the coast of Yemen in the Red Sea on Sunday. Though neither missile hit the ship, the Pentagon said in a statement. Though the American warship wasn't struck, the ship was definitely targeted, a U.S. defense official told Fox News. I'm getting this from a Fox article. This dramatic escalation comes a week after the U.S. Navy sent warships to the area when a United Arab Emirates-flagged auxiliary ship was destroyed off the coast of Yemen by the Houthis. I don't know what they call them. Houthis? How do you say that? So, they're shooting at our ships. They have absolutely no respect for the U.S. military right now or for the U.S. as a nation because they know, or they're betting, that Obama will do nothing to retaliate. He talked mean, you know. We're going to investigate this. That's what he said. U.S. officials have accused Iran of supplying missiles and other weapons to them. The White House condemned the missile firings, a senior administrator official told Fox News. They condemn it and they're going to investigate it. Well, that's what we need, more investigations. Somebody shoots at you, you have to stop and investigate it and figure it out, right? Well, there is just so much that was connected to this weekend's debate that it's hard to even know what to prioritize and put first here on the show. I am going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear if you watched the debate, what you thought. They said Howard Stern is going to bring out more tapes against Donald Trump. And I have in my hand an article saying Geraldo, who claims to be a friend of Donald Trump, says he and his brother are digging through. They have lots of stuff. Seriously, Geraldo, what a sleazeball. Is that how you treat a friend? They're getting paid for these folks. They're getting paid by the super PACs of Hillary Clinton. Interesting. Is America going to buy that? Are you going to buy into this? Is it okay with you that they sell private conversations to smear Donald Trump? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. KSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No B.O. deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No B.O. is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals. Only a small amount of No B.O. is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No B.O. deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No B.O. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4. Not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to cut right to the phones. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Are you talking to Roger? I got a bad connection.
Yes, you do have a bad connection. We're going to try and carry on a conversation. I'm talking to you, Roger.
But I got a good answer for the Trump thing.
Okay.
Anything that comes out to smear Trump, and they dig up all his dirt from the past, guess what? He was a Democrat. When he said those things.
You know, you're the second person that told me that. My husband said that over the weekend out, but he was a Democrat when he said those things.
Well, there's one other thing. There's scientific evidence that if a man's ring finger is longer than his index finger, that he has an affinity for women. He likes women. Trump's ring finger is long.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Go.
All right. I'm turning all kinds of colors of red. Thank you, Roger. Like I said, I will not defend Donald Trump's vulgarity. I didn't allow it in my own sons. And I had one, when they're young, they do stupid stuff. And I don't know where he got the poster, but he had a girly poster on the wall. And his father had a little talk with him about it because at that time he had a new baby niece. He said, what if it was your niece? And he took that poster down. We have to cut through all this ugly, but it is going to get uglier. I want you to know that. So if you're a Trump supporter, you got to know this man is not perfect. We knew all along he's a rich guy, he's got some arrogance, he's got an ego, and he's been a playboy. So we already know that about his past. Hillary is so desperate that this is all she has to do to fight. She can't stand on her policy. She can't stand on anything that's been successful because nothing has been successful. The health care thoughts or whatever you want to call it, Obamacare, has not been successful. She did not do what she told New York she was going to do to bring jobs there. She did not get that done. She was a failure as a Secretary of State, a complete and utter failure, and we are feeling that now. When we have a country that isn't even afraid to shoot at our ships, they're not even afraid. They didn't hit them, but they're not afraid to shoot at our ships. They're not afraid to take our men off a ship and display them before the world, making them kneel. And we did nothing. And that's the kind of leadership you will have in Hillary Clinton. All she's concerned about is making more money and having power. She's not concerned about your children. So should your daughter be raped, Hillary Clinton's not concerned about that. You need to understand that, women. Trump talked filthy, and we're going to hear more of it. Hillary is okay with rapists. She'll defend them, and she'll laugh about it. And when her husband, she didn't care if her husband was cheating, she didn't care. Except that it made bad politics. And so she went after the women. She didn't try to get, well, I don't know, they said she gave him a black eye. She's not a friend to women. She's not a defender of women, and don't let her, because I was saying all weekend, she wants Donald Trump to bring up all these women from Bill Clinton's past, because then she wants to look like the martyred female, and she's not. She's not a champion for women. She's not a female martyr. She is an abuser and an enabler herself. She enables. She's not a good person. Well, WikiLeaks came out, and I want to share with you, I'm sure that you have already heard by now, I hope that you have already heard by now, again, the lines are open, I'm ready, I'm willing to take callers as to what your opinion of the so-called debate was last night, 877-895-5410, that's 877-895-5410. Well, when Hillary lies, she thinks that's okay because that's, you know, she tried to say Abraham Lincoln did that. And perhaps he did. But she says one thing in front of the American people, depending on what group she's in, and she says another in private. What she is after is open borders and globalism. She's not after the American exceptionalism. She thinks you're deplorable, not just you Trump people. She thinks all Americans are deplorable if they don't go along with her liberal progressive ways. If you believe in America, you're deplorable. You should believe in a global society. And she does, and she's profiting from it through the Clinton Foundation. It says here in this article, and this is about Assange and how he brought this forth, releasing this just before the debate. It says, Bill and Hillary have operated their foundation as a global... Now, this isn't coming from Assange. This is somebody's opinion as to... This is Eric Whittle, and he has read the WikiLeaks and what they have divulged, and he is bringing this to us to tell us exactly what's going on, okay? He says, Bill and Hillary have operated their foundation as a global money laundering initiative since its inception. This fact has been proven several times over, and there's enough evidence of illegal activity to imprison everyone involved for 1,000 lifetimes. That might be a bit of an exaggeration. But, as FBI Director James Comey has made abundantly clear, laws are for poor people. How ironic if you illegally make enough money, your actions suddenly aren't illegal anymore. We here at the Conservative Daily Post, that's where this is coming from, don't believe any amount of money could put someone above the law. So we like to dig around and find evidence that might place the Clintons and their cronies away for another 1,000 lifetimes. Now I'm going to stop right there and I'm going to throw this in there. If you remember the insider information that I brought to you last week, I believe it was on Tuesday. It was talking about how many people were involved and connected with this Clinton Foundation. And as you know, the Republican mice were quickly jumping ship and turning, being turncoats on Bill Clinton, on Donald Trump. And there is evidence coming out that Paul Ryan was a part of the hit job. Now, if you think that Hillary Clinton is all by herself here trying to bring down Trump, then you're being quite foolish and naive. I've been telling you for a year and a half to 2 years, maybe you don't understand. And maybe you do understand. Beth doesn't have a bunch of reporters or lawyers or anybody else that's working for her. It's just me. But as that third grade teacher used to say, what fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? If you look at the evidence, if you look at what's being said, and you can see the deception with the mainstream media and even Fox. Yes, even Fox. I'm going to go there. They have been covering some of this up, too. You watch them. When this came out on Friday night, Lou Dobbs covered the WikiLeaks. But everyone else, and Hannity, I believe, did. I got to watch it late, because I put in a movie. I was sick and tired of them. But I watched late, and those Fox people that are on real wee hours of the morning, they were only talking about Trump's vulgarity. And they would not, and they were calling for his resignation. We have Ann in Missouri. Ann, how are you?
Hello.
Yes, Ann, how are you?
Yeah, Beth Ann, I listened to part of the debate last night. I guess we'll take a turn and run Donald down. He just, I could slap her face if I was in slapping distance of it. Anyway.
Pull the mom card.
Anyway, I just wanted to say, nobody has mentioned that I have heard, and I try to listen to you every time I can, about where her husband had this fling with this old gal, you know, and he claimed he didn't know what sex was about, so somebody needs teaching about the birds and bees, I guess. And anyway, she said, well, she wasn't going to be like Timmy Wynette and stand by her man.
Oh, yes, she did say that. Oh, yes, she did say that, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
And do you remember, Ann? Do you remember when the Democrats were all saying back in that day, that's their personal life, that has nothing to do with his presidency? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yep, I do too. And thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it so very much. Your calls are welcome. Did you listen to the debate last night? What do you think about all this? Dirt versus freedom. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the
the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go back to the phones. We have Therese from Pennsylvania. Therese, how are you today? Therese, are you there?
I am.
Oh, there you are.
Sometimes you get lost along the phone line.
I do get lost. How are you doing?
Technology is wonderful until it doesn't work.
That's true.
Now, about the debate, okay? Frankly, you know, Donald did step on his proverbial organ. When he did what he did many years ago, okay?
Yes, he did.
But he did have the courage to apologize for it. And also he said something that I think says a lot for him, is that he said, I didn't try to sweep it under the rug. Okay,
no,
and I'll give him a couple of attaboys for that, all right? I believe that he did hold his own in this debate, and he's beginning to learn, keeping in mind he's not a politician operating in an arena that is full of politicians.
Yes.
Right? There were a number of points he made with regard to her through the debate where she started to hesitate. And one point he made about what about the 33,000, okay?
Yes.
She made no comment at all, no comeback at all for 5 seconds, and neither did the narrator. I think they both the narrator and her, lost bladder control at that point.
Okay? What could they possibly say?
Yeah, there was no, what could you, hey, yeah, you did it, hello. And also he did bring up Benghazi.
Yes, he did.
There were 6 calls for help. And then also that the people that died there, there was just a couple of bumps in the road, that sort of thing. I think by the third one, he's probably going to really rake her over the coals about that, and he should.
Yes.
Okay. Also, he did come back about both narrators, both the existing one and the one before, that are very biased. They're stinko pinko.
Oh yes.
Okay. Now I'm not too pleased with the Republican vice presidential candidate, where he tried to distance himself in the debate he had with the Democratic counterpart. I think that Donald should have a little talk with him about that. Hey, you know, we're supposed to be on the same team, right?
You mean over whatever
situation dirt they were trying to dig up at the time.
Okay.
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 Take a pick. And you're right. What you're saying, where you know Bill Clinton was out there, you know, screwing the world. Okay. That's okay. That's private life. That doesn't concern his presidency. Okay. It does.
And you know, even more recently, Therese, our good friend Nancy Pelosi came out and said that is in the past. Bill Clinton's indiscretions are in the past.
Well, I guess we all have a few things in our life that are in the past, and that's where they're going to stay, and they can't come forward.
Except for Donald Trump's, his has to come to the right now.
Well, that's how the Democrats operate. And I think he's beginning to understand that, and I think the people that are handling him, his advisors at this point, are constantly kicking Don in the shins and saying, hey, now listen, you're dealing with some real vipers here, okay, and you're going to have to wear high boots, otherwise they're going to get you, okay? And that's the unfortunately the fact of political arenas that you operate in. Okay,
you know, and I have it is in my head, my opinion. Hillary hates America.
Of course she does.
Absolutely hates America. And when that last question was asked last night to say something positive about your opponent, she couldn't do it.
Well, of course she couldn't, because she knows darn well she's looking at someone that when he gets in, okay, there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on.
Well, let's hope so. I hope he's tripling his security and his family.
Well, yes, I believe that I don't think he's naive in that arena, okay, because he's had to operate in business, and sometimes in business it can be just as vicious as operating in political arenas, okay, particularly if you're dealing with foreign companies.
Right.
So, but anyway, hopefully everything will work out here, and we'll wind up with someone in there that is going to, if he gets into office, he's not going to take names. He's just going to kick butt.
Well, the smear campaign is going to continue. We've heard there was an article up by comments from Howard Stern, said he had lots of stuff on Donald Trump. And Geraldo says he is going through tapes. And they have stuff on Donald Trump. And I'm thinking now everything this man has ever said in private is going to be up for sale.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But, you know, all through this whole campaign where he had to deal with the DNC, the RNC, okay, and the statements from the DNC about him, okay, he's prevailed. And also in his entire life. You know, we all have successes and failures to some degree, okay? But he's always gotten back up again. He didn't say, oh, my goodness, I can't do anything else, I'm going to quit.
You know, when he apologized Friday evening, Therese, those late, and I don't know who they are. I think one was Brett Baer, but I can't remember for certain. It was getting like 1 in the morning. And this was Friday night, and they had played Donald Trump's apology.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't good enough. Oh, he was reading that. It was scripted. You know, I thought it was a good apology. I accept it. And
well, you know, the thing is, if you take a look at Hillary,
everything she says is scripted.
Well, not only that, she has an earbud.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to listen to on radio here, but I have friends of mine who... let's just say you have some technology with regard to broad widescreen and all that sort of thing, and they take a look and say, she's got an earbud. All right?
Right.
So she not only is she scripted ahead of time or coached ahead of time, which, you know, he is also, but also she's got earbuds.
Well, there was evidence that came out that the news folks, they coached the audience as well.
Well, of course.
So, but I, well, you know, I thought the question.
I laughed when they had the one when they had the vice presidential one, or one of the ones at Hofstra University out on Long Island, New York.
Yes.
Okay. That's the Center for Cinco Pinco in New York City. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you were right smack in the middle of it there. You had to wear waders to go into that place. Okay. So, you know, you take a look at exactly where the country has gone, okay, and hopefully with him in there, that's going to change. And particularly the way we're dealing with all of these countries where we've given them trillions of dollars and all they do is spit on us. And you take a look at Saudi Arabia, okay, We've been supporting them people over there and making sure that they were put into power there, the royal family was put into power there, as far back as the end of World War One.
Yes.
So they've had a long run of doing their thing and living a very good lifestyle at the expense of everybody else in the world, as a matter of fact. So,
well, I know we've had our nose in too much, and we need to start taking care of home. And I'm not an isolationist. I'm just a realizationist. We need to take care of home.
You have an idea. They worry about all these people that are having problems in all over the world. Let's talk about Katrina. Gee, Hillary, there's 200,000 people still displaced. They're all over the United States. They've had their property confiscated. Okay, they've lost their homes. And the same media that's now trying to crucify Donald Trump called those Americans who were displaced, they called them refugees. They're not a refugee. They're an American citizen.
Absolutely.
By the way, they were born here.
Absolutely.
They've earned their place here.
Well, you know, and the liberals don't like any, and they don't like any black person who's been successful.
Well, I know. I
have this article where, you know, Clarence Thomas is not going to be in the Smithsonian Institute where they've got the museum for the African American, but they're putting Anita Hill in there.
Oh God, please! I just had a nice breakfast.
I'm sorry, but that's how they think.
Yes,
they are appalled by anybody who is successful, who actually is that American dream that is exceptional, and they hate that. And Hillary hates America. Thank you, Therese. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Have a good day.
We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm not even going to get through a third of what I wanted to share with you. 877-895-5410. And we, the people, we're watching, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. that these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, I started sharing this article with you, and many of you have asked for the article last week of where I read I can't even think what we called it, but it was where we were giving you information behind the scenes, what was really taking place. If you would like that, it is several pages long. I'm going to ask for a donation because I can barely pay for paper. And I have some stamps that I bought ahead, those forever stamps, so I have some stamps in the drawer, but I would appreciate a self-addressed stamped envelope and a donation if you would like that. This article here explains how we can trap Hillary because she has confessed to breaking the law. And maybe I'll get a chance to share that with you later this week. I'm not sure if I will or not. I know I've got guests lined up most of the week until Friday. But it's very interesting. And she has confessed to certain things that they are treasonous. The woman has committed treason, and I tweeted out several times on Friday and Saturday, vulgarity is not treason. And now we have these wise journalists that have even claimed to be a friend. Geraldo has claimed to be a friend to Donald Trump, going through tapes to share. With friends like that, you don't need enemies, do you? And David Brock, he says, I'll cover $5 million penalty for Trump apprentice tapes. So if they can come up with these Trump apprentice tapes, they're going to pay you for it. Because those who are with the apprentice, they're going to fine you $5 million if you do that. But David Brock says, I'll cover that fine. And in addition, they've started a GoFundMe page, and it was initiated in the hopes of raising the money necessary to allow incriminating tapes to be leaked. How would you like, have you ever said anything in your life to somebody, this is between you and me? Maybe later you found out your opinion or whatever it was you're talking about wasn't correct, or that you were wrong in it, or maybe you weren't even wrong in it. But if that friend or somebody who was close by heard that or whatever and decided to share that with the world, how would you feel? How do you think Trump's family feels right now? This is wrong. This is not who America is. We're better than that. But this is what we've become in this political arena because we have career politicians. They are desperately grabbing for something to beat Donald Trump. Evidence that Ryan is involved in it. I've said it all along. He's a sleazebag. Geraldo is a sleazebag. He's a bigger sleazebag than I thought if he does this. I mean, he's already talking about it. Howard Stern says he's got stuff on Donald Trump, and he's going to put it out there. We're going to hear it constantly, on and on and on. But we're not going to hear about Hillary committing treason. We have Jane from Pennsylvania. Jane, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I hope you got my check last week.
I did. Thank you.
And I just urge everybody to do the same, even if it's just a couple bucks. Well, first of all, as far as Donald Trump and his little boy, big boy conversation, hey, this is guy talk. To me, guy talk. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, I said to my husband, I worked in the garment industry. I said, I heard women say a whole lot worse stuff.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there are some pretty foul-mouthed women out there. There really are.
Yeah. Especially in the garment industry, especially when they go to meet truckers on the weekend, go out and buy new dresses and
then take them
back on Monday.
You know, Jane, that movie and that book that was a big, huge success, 50 Shades of Grey. Who made that a success? It wasn't the men buying those books. It wasn't the men going to that movie, was it?
No, not at all. And you know, this Nancy O'Dell, the chick that supposedly was involved in all this, hey, I'll tell you what, these women are going around, excuse me, strutting their stuff in front of guys. What are they looking for? They're looking for that kind of attention.
Exactly.
And you know what else? When she, for years, when we would have our evening news go off and that might come on, you know, Access Hollywood and all these, with these info babes, I tell my husband, Kevin, change the channel. My husband might have made it something. But last but not least, because I know you're getting to the end, we're in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. So we're like the Lehigh Valley, Allentown, Bethlehem East, and probably heard of that. Mm-hmm. And about a half hour below the Poconos. Anybody coming down Route 33 from Route 80, when you get to the Wind Gap exit, the first Wind Gap exit going south, you must look on the right-hand side. There's people by the name of Scott that have a big, like rocks and landscape stuff. Actually, their father came from Italy. He made his money legally. He had hundreds of people working for him. Garment industry. Now that's gone, so they're into this. But Hillary is there along Route 33 waving to people. She is a lifelike figure, you know, size. And they have the sign there about that she should be in prison.
There you go.
When we came home from church yesterday, it was like, Kevin, look, look, they're telling her. So anybody okay. coming
Jane,
down?
Jane, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm down to just seconds here. I think I've got a caller holding. I don't know if he can get it in with 15 seconds. Say it again. John in Missouri. Real quickly, John, you got about 10 seconds.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I just want to know why nobody brings up that Clinton got fired from the Democratic National Party convention when she was first on for lying.
Well, I did bring that up. I brought it up several times, but, yeah, some of them aren't bringing it up. Okay, I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you so much, John. Wow. Wow. Vulgarity is not treason. Hillary has committed treason. If you're a female out there and you're thinking, I don't like Donald Trump because he talks naughty, I'm with you on that. But you need to look at, stand back and look at the bigger picture here. And you need to think about what you're about to do. This isn't about policies anymore. This is about a complete and utter change of American government. You will no longer, we almost aren't now, but you will no longer be a republic. You will no longer be free. Your children will no longer be free unless you do what we need to do to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.